Today is June 29, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover what three leading voices in longevity and preventative health, Dr. Peter Attia, Dr. Eric Berg, and longevity specialist Jimmy St. Louis, all agree on. The most powerful protections for your brain and body are already within your reach. You are not a passive participant in your own health story. That's the most important thing I want you to hold on to today. The choices you make this morning, this evening, even tonight before bed, they are quietly, steadily building the foundation of who you'll be decades from now. And the research keeps pointing in the same direction. The most meaningful protections for your brain, your energy, and your long-term vitality don't require expensive interventions or rare procedures. They require knowledge, consistency, and a little self-advocacy. Let's start with something that may genuinely surprise you. Both Dr. Peter Attia and Dr. Eric Berg, working completely independently in separate conversations, arrived at the same conclusion about one of the most underappreciated threats to long-term brain health. That threat is insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is the condition where your body's cells stop responding normally to insulin and struggle to manage blood sugar properly. Most people think of this as a metabolic issue, something that affects your waistline or your energy levels. But what both of these experts are pointing to is far more profound. Dr. Attia explained that having type 2 diabetes meaningfully increases your risk of neurodegenerative disease. And Dr. Berg went even further, describing how a high-carbohydrate diet can essentially starve the brain of usable fuel, even when blood sugar appears high on a test. Because insulin-resistant brain cells can no longer efficiently use glucose as energy. This means blood sugar balance isn't just about avoiding diabetes. It's about protecting your thinking, your memory, and your cognitive future, potentially decades from now. Now let's talk about sleep, because what's happening while you sleep is extraordinary, and most of us are leaving enormous benefits on the table. Dr. Berg explained that during sleep, the brain activates something called the glymphatic system. Think of it as the brain's internal cleaning crew, a network that physically flushes out toxic proteins and metabolic waste that accumulate during the day. When you don't sleep well, that waste builds up over time. Dr. Attia reinforced this from a different angle, noting that sleep deprivation consistently impairs cognitive performance, even when people feel like they're coping fine. The problem, he says, is that you can never see the counterfactual. You can never see how much sharper your thinking would be with genuinely restorative rest. Here's something specific and actionable that Dr. Berg shared. Consuming a sugary or starchy snack within 3 hours of bedtime can suppress your body's most powerful growth hormone surge, the one that occurs in the first 90 minutes of sleep, by as much as 78%. That growth hormone surge supports tissue repair, immune function, and muscle preservation. Late-night snacking habits are far more consequential than most people realize. So tonight, if you can, finish eating at least 3 hours before bed. If hunger strikes in the evening, a small protein-based snack is likely far less disruptive than anything starchy or sweet. That's a conversation worth having with your provider based on your individual needs. Movement came up in every single source we drew from today, and the research behind it is genuinely exciting. Dr. Attia placed cardiorespiratory fitness as arguably the single most evidence-supported lifestyle intervention for long-term brain and heart health. The specific kind of movement he's describing is what he calls Zone 2 cardio, a steady, conversational aerobic pace. Think of it as the pace where you could hold a sentence but still feel like you're working. He recommends roughly 80% of your cardio sessions at that steady pace and 20% at higher intensity. Both Dr. Attia and Dr. Berg highlighted a protein called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, as a key reason why. BDNF is sometimes described as fertilizer for brain cells. Exercise stimulates the genes that increase BDNF production, supporting the growth and repair of brain tissue. A 20 to 30 minute walk at a comfortable, conversational pace is genuinely enough to begin accessing these benefits. Dr. Berg also flagged something interesting about sauna. It significantly outperforms cold plunge for growth hormone stimulation. Cold plunge does offer its own distinct benefits for mood and cognitive function, but with an important caveat. Cold plunge therapy is not appropriate for anyone with heart conditions or cardiovascular fragility. Please discuss this with your provider before trying it. Let's spend a moment on nutrients, because several key names kept appearing across every source, and they're worth knowing. Magnesium appeared everywhere. Dr. Berg described it as foundational for blood pressure regulation, bone health, nerve function, and sleep quality. But perhaps most importantly, magnesium is a cofactor required for vitamin D to actually work properly in the body. Without adequate magnesium, vitamin D supplementation may not deliver its intended benefits. Vitamin D3 itself is remarkable. Dr. Berg described it as involved in regulating over 2,000 genes, with strong evidence for brain protection, immune function, and even surgical recovery outcomes. He recommends aiming for 6,000 to 10,000 IU daily from supplements or sun exposure, always paired with magnesium and vitamin K2. That K2 piece matters. It acts as a director for calcium in the body, guiding it into bones rather than allowing it to deposit in soft tissues like arteries. These three nutrients, D3, magnesium, and K2, work as a team. DHA, the omega-3 fatty acid found in fatty fish like salmon and sardines, is a structural building block of the brain itself. According to Dr. Berg, deficiency in DHA meaningfully raises dementia risk. Adding fatty fish to your meals even a few times a week is one of the most accessible ways to support long-term cognitive health. Dr. Berg also discussed two forms of vitamin B, one worth knowing, benfotiamine, a fat-soluble form that supports peripheral nerve health, those are the nerves in your hands and feet, and alithiamine, a garlic-derived form that may support brain and cognitive nerve function more specifically. These are conversations to bring to your provider. Now here's something that genuinely surprised me when I encountered it in today's research. Dental health and brain health are connected. Dr. Berg shared a finding from dementia research. Scientists have identified byproducts of dental bacteria in the brain plaques of people who died with dementia. The hypothesis is that gum infections or untreated tooth abscesses may allow bacteria to enter the bloodstream and reach the brain, triggering inflammation. Good oral hygiene and treating gum disease may therefore be a genuine brain protection strategy, one that costs very little. Building on that, Jimmy St. Louis raised something equally simple, indoor air quality. He discussed how elevated indoor CO2, which can build up overnight in sealed rooms, especially with pets, has been associated with disrupted sleep cycles. His recommendation? Crack a bedroom window. Some people notice the difference in their sleep tracking data as early as the very next morning. Finally, I want to address something that is sometimes dismissed as a soft consideration, but is absolutely not: emotional health. Dr. Attia was direct. Emotional well-being belongs alongside physical health metrics in any serious longevity framework. He described chronic stress as a direct suppressant of testosterone production, estimating that chronically elevated cortisol from poor sleep and ongoing stress could lower testosterone by roughly 300 to 400 nanogram per deciliter, which is a clinically meaningful drop. What appears on a blood test as a hormonal deficiency may partly reflect a lifestyle pattern, not a permanent condition. Dr. Berg echoed this through the lens of dementia prevention. Chronic cortisol is harmful to brain tissue. But activities as simple as music, dance, and social connection, by reducing cortisol and stimulating oxytocin, our bonding hormone, are brain protective in a very real physiological sense. Check in with one person you care about today. A brief call, a walk with a friend, even a text. It counts. And before you sleep tonight, try this. Inhale slowly through your nose for 4 seconds, then exhale for 5 to 6 seconds. That extended exhale activates the vagus nerve, gently shifting your body toward rest and restoration. It takes less than 5 minutes and costs nothing. One more thought before we close. Write down one question to bring to your next provider appointment. Dr. Attia and Dr. Berg both offered specific areas worth exploring: magnesium levels, vitamin D status, insulin sensitivity, sleep quality. Arriving with a focused question is one of the most effective ways to make those conversations count. You are your own best health advocate, and your provider is your most important partner in that journey. As always, everything shared today is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for the guidance of your qualified healthcare provider. Before starting any new supplement, please speak with your provider, especially if you take blood thinners, have kidney disease, or manage any chronic condition. If you're experiencing persistent fatigue, memory changes, unexplained shifts in blood pressure, significant mood changes, ongoing sleep disruption, or numbness and tingling in your hands or feet, please schedule a conversation with your provider rather than managing those symptoms independently. Your one simple, cost-free step for today: take a 20-minute walk at a pace where you could hold a conversation. That's it. Zone 2 Cardio, BDNF, Brain Fertilizer, free of charge, available right now. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.